Deus in adiutorium meum intente. Domine ad adiuvantum me festino. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Alleluia. Most holy God in heaven above, who paints the sky with gleaming ray, adorning with resplendent lights the glowing dome of heaven's vault, on this fourth day you set in place the flaming circle of the sun, and made the wandering paths of stars to serve the orbit of the moon, that you might set for night and day a boundary keeping them apart, and mark with clear unfailing sign each new beginning of the month. Enlighten every heart and mind, and wipe away all shameful thoughts. Deliver us from bonds of guilt, and ease the burden of our sin. Most loving Father, hear our prayer, and you, O Christ, co-equal Son, who with the Spirit Paraclete now reign for all eternity. Amen. Those who sow in tears will reap in joy. When the Lord delivered Zion from bondage, it seemed like a dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter, on our lips there were songs. The heathens themselves said, what marvels the Lord worked for them. What marvels the Lord worked for us. Indeed, we were glad. Deliver us, O Lord, from our bondage, as streams in dry land. Those who are sowing in tears will sing when they reap. They go out full of tears, carrying seed for the sowing. They come back full of song, carrying their sheaves. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Those who sow in tears will reap in joy. May the Lord build our house and guard our city. If the Lord does not build the house, in vain do its builders labor. If the Lord does not watch over the city, in vain does the watchman keep vigil. In vain is your earlier rising, your going later to rest. You who toil for the bread you eat, when he pours gifts on his beloved while they slumber. Truly sons are a gift from the Lord, a blessing the fruit of the womb. Indeed the sons of youth are like arrows in the hand of a warrior. Oh, the happiness of the man who has filled his quiver with these arrows. He will have no cause for shame when he disputes with his foes in the gateways. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. May the Lord build our house and guard our city. He is the firstborn of all creation. In every way the primacy is His. Let us give thanks to the Father for having made you worthy to share the lot of the saints in light. He rescued us from the power of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of His beloved Son. Through Him we have redemption, the forgiveness of our sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creatures. In Him everything in heaven and on earth was created, things visible and invisible. All were created through Him, all were created for Him. He is before all else that is. In Him everything continues in being. It is He who is head of the body, the church, He who is the beginning, the firstborn of the dead, so that primacy may be His in everything. It pleased God to make absolute fullness reside in Him, and by means of Him to reconcile everything in His person, both on earth and in the heavens, making peace through the blood of His cross. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. He is the firstborn of all creation. In every way the primacy is His. To God, whose power now at work in us can do immeasurably more than we ask or imagine, to Him be glory in the Church and in Christ Jesus through all generations, world without end. Amen. Claim me once more as your own, Lord, and have mercy on me. Claim me once more as your own, Lord, and have mercy on me. Do not abandon me with the wicked. Have mercy on me. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Claim me once more as your own, Lord, and have mercy on me. Spiritu intelligentiae, replevit eum Dominus, et ipse tamquam impres misit eloquia sapientiae suae. Magnificat anima mea Dominum, et exultavit spiritus meus in Deo salutari meo, quia respexit humilitatem ancile suae, ecce enim ex hoc beata me dicent omnes generationes, quia fecit mihi magna qui potens est, et sanctum nomen eius, et misericordiaeus a progenie in progenies timentibus eum, fecit potentiam in brachio suo dispersit superbos mente cordis suvi, deposuit potentes de sete, et exaltavit humiles, exurientes implevit bonis, et divites dimisit inanes. Suscepit Israel puerum suum, recordatus misericordiae suae. Sicut locutus est ad patres nostros, Abram et semini eius in secula. Gloria Patri et Filio, et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Spiritu intelligentiae, replevit eum Dominus, et ipse tamquam impres misit eloquia sapientiae suae. Let us humbly pray to God who sent his Son as the Savior and exemplar of his people.
May your people praise you, Lord.
Let us give thanks to God who chose us as the first fruits of salvation and who called us to share in the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ.
May your people praise you, Lord.
May those who confess your holy name be united in your truth and fervent in your love.
May your people praise you, Lord.
Creator of all things, your Son desired to work among us with his own hands. Be mindful of all who earn their living by the sweat of their brow.
May your people praise you, Lord.
Be mindful of those who devote themselves to the service of their brothers. Do not let them be deterred from their goals by discouraging results or lack of support.
May your people praise you, Lord.
Be merciful to the faithful departed. Keep them from the power of the evil one.
May your people praise you, Lord. Pater noster qui es in celis, sanctificetur nomen tuum, adveniat regnum tuum, fiat voluntas tua sicut in cielo et in terra. Panem nostrum quotidianum da nobis hodie, et dimite nobis debita nostra, sicut et nos dimitimus debitoribus nostris, et ne nos inducas in tentationem, sed libera nos a malo.
O God, who made Saint Thomas Aquinas outstanding in his zeal for holiness and his study of sacred doctrine, grant us, we pray, that we may understand what he taught and imitate what he accomplished. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
Dominus nos benedicat, et ab omni malo defendat, et ad vitam perducat aeternam.
Amen.